You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
This is the time of year, this is the time of this year anyway, when politics starts to become increasingly important. We've got a state election coming up, we've probably got a general election coming up before that. We've basically got politicians coming out the yin-yang here at Joy, which is nice. We've also got some aspiring politicians, and we've got one in the studio today. His name is Kevin Eckendahl. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, Doug, and thank you very much for being in the show. I'm an avid listener of your program, so I'm very chuffed to be here today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Now, you used to be in the biz yourself, didn't you? You used to be on radio.
I did. I actually worked in advertising and radio, so I was never on air. I've got a good face for radio, but that's about it. Yeah, so I worked behind the scenes for the stations Nova and Vega, mm-hmm. And also worked in regional radio. Up in Albury Wodonga, and also for the Herald Sun. So I've got a background in advertising.
Yeah. Well, that should stand you in good stead, because that's basically what politics is, except you're selling yourself and your policies, aren't you?
That's right. Although I must say it's a lot harder to sell yourself. I'm a very modest, simple man, but it is hard to sell yourself.
They all say that. If you're going to stand up and be elected, you can't be modest and simple. You've got to have some ego there somewhere.
Look, I'm very modest.
You're in the wrong party, though. That's the trouble. I mean, I was reading your resume. I read a little bit about it out on air. You're currently involved with something called TRY, which is basically helping young people and children from disadvantaged backgrounds and their parents. Now, that's not something you expect a Liberal to be doing.
Well, I disagree with that. Look, and I suppose
here comes a cliche, folks.
It's all about. I mean, what attracts me to the Liberal Party is that it is really the party of the individual, the party of freedom, of enterprise, of small government. That's what attracted me to the Liberal Party. What I also like about the Liberal Party is that it's a collection of individuals with their own points of view. We don't all sing from the same hymn book. We do disagree. We're allowed to disagree. We don't have factions as the Labor Party does. So we can actually vote any way we want to once we're in Parliament and elected.
I think that's a council of perfection. I'm not sure it works out that way in practice, but you'll find out when you get there.
You'll see from a lot of recent politicians, you know, they believe very strongly in certain issues, and if they want to cross the floor, they can. Generally, we fight it out in the party room and you take it to the leader. But if you want to, there is no official sanction against Liberal parliamentarians who cross the floor. And contrast that to the Labor Party,
indeed,
where you will get kicked out of the party if you did that. That's why they all...
Toe the line, and why they all sound depressingly similar at times.
Well, yes. And that's why probably Julia Gillard, even though she's now the Prime Minister, is still coming out very strongly against gay marriage, because her hands are tied. She's the Labor Party is run by the factions and the what we call the warlords in the Labor Party, who actually dictate policy. They're the people that dictate what happens in the Labor Party, not Julia Gillard.
Now, you're going up against Michael Danby, who's a very long-standing member in Melbourne Ports. Unlike my next guest, Lindsay Tanner, he's not quite. His seat isn't particularly fragile, is it? Do you think you have much chance of denting his majority, shall we say?
Absolutely, Doug. Look, I'm an eternal optimist. The seat of Melbourne Ports has never ever been held by the Liberals. Labor's held it since I think about 1903 or 1906, or pretty much ever since Federation. Mm-hmm. It's been held by the Labor Party. We've had some formidable candidates in Melbourne Ports, but I think this is the time that it's going to turn. The electorate is changing, and I think people are actually seeing through the lip service that the current member for Melbourne Ports pays to the electorate, and even and especially to our community.
Can you expand on that?
Well, look, there's a lot of talk let's say, for example, I'll take gay issues, for example. The current member thinks that by posing in photos with a colourful umbrella gives him some sort of authority to speak on our behalf and for our community. I think it's actually quite offensive that he comes out with a lot of this lip service saying that he's for our community, when in fact he himself in the Parliament voted against gay marriage and will do so again if he is re-elected.
Because he is bound by the party policy.
Well, exactly right. So they talk about equality, they pay it lip service, but they do absolutely nothing when it comes time to the crunch.
You talked about people crossing the floor. Let's put a theoretical case to you that the Greens, for example, come up with their equal marriage bill yet again. It's a question I'm going to be putting to a lot of people, and I'll say to them, you know, if you personally, and I'd like to ask Michael Danby, and I will one of these days, if you personally think there's nothing wrong with gay marriage, would you be prepared to cross the floor for it? Can I ask you that same question?
Absolutely, you can ask it. And look, I won't talk about hypothetical bills that because we can we'll be here all day talking about hypothetical bills. But what I will absolutely 100% guarantee I will do when elected is fight for equality for people of whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're old or young, whether from a different ethnic background, or whether they've been in Australia for generations. It is about absolute equality for everyone, every citizen and every person that lives in this country. And that's what I will fight for.
So do you see marriage as being part of that continuum of equality, if I can call it that?
What we need to fight for, Doug, is equality before the law. You can call it what you will. If two men decide to live together and have all the same rights that a man and a woman, or two women have, living in that relationship, if it is absolutely equal before the law, that is what I will be fighting for.
So you're not hooked up on the word marriage particularly? So long as it's practically equal, in practical terms equal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're not bothered about the symbolic aspect?
Well, if you want to go and have a ceremony in the Metropolitan Community Church on Burnley Street, which is very open to gay marriages, you can go and do that and have that symbolism of marriage if you wanted to have that ceremony. If you wanted to go to the Botanic Gardens and have a ceremony there, you can do it there. If you want to go to a Catholic church, if you're Catholic, you can do that as well. I think
Cardinal Pell might have something to say about that.
Well, I'm not suggesting that gay people would go to a Catholic church, and they've got every right to not allow that. That's the freedom of the individual, freedom of religion that people have as well. But my point is that before the law, everyone should be equal before the law, and then how you decide to celebrate your commitment, your contract to another person, is up to you. It's up to the individual how they want to do it.
Let's move on to something else. What other issues do you see of being particular importance to the gay and lesbian community in Melbourne ports?
Well, there's quite a few issues that I think are a lot more important than marriage, to tell you the truth. I mean, we still have places in rural and regional Australia where people are openly discriminated against because of their sexuality and their sexual preference. They're more pressing issues. We've got things like teenage suicide rates, which are way out of control. We've got homelessness in the community. In fact, one particular problem in Melbourne Ports, for example, is homelessness. And since the election of this Labor government, we've actually seen an increase of 65% in homelessness right throughout Australia. Let's just digest that number for a minute. 65% increase.
It's also true to say, I think, that among homeless youth in particular, gay and lesbian youth are overrepresented.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people in different communities that may come out to their parents. Their parents may not accept who they are or what they like to do, and they leave home. And homelessness is not just the people that we see sleeping on the street. Most of homelessness happens on people's couches. I've met quite a few people who have been kicked out of home. They're sleeping on someone's couch, and they're actually counted in that homelessness rate as well. But what my point is, if we look at that figure of 65% increase since the election of the Labor government, they paid a lot of lip service, Doug. Mm-hmm. They paid a lot of lip service. In fact, the current member for Melbourne Ports talked about homelessness a lot. What have they done about it? They've talked about it. What have they done? Nothing. It's increased by 65%. I think that is apprehensible.
Mm. Well, I mean, as I said to the previous guest, you know, youth mental health, suicide, homelessness and all that are issues that are very dear to our heart here on this station and here on this program. And anybody who's going to tackle that is obviously on the side of the angels as far as I'm concerned. Don't you find, though, that, you know, I've interviewed Tony Abbott, for example, and now he's an extremely different beast to you, and yet you're in the same party and he would be your leader.
Mm-hmm.
You can live with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, I've met Tony on numerous occasions. In fact, I actually spoke to Tony after your interview, not directly after, but sometime after your interview. We discussed the particular issue that he raised about being threatened. He came onto your show and I think answered it quite eloquently. He apologised for the language that he used because some people may have felt threatened by that language. But the point is what the Liberal Party is a party of individuals who have their own point of view. I agree with Tony Abbott on the absolute majority of his points of view. There's a couple of things we may disagree with, but we're entitled to have that disagreement, and he's entitled to have his point of view, I'm entitled to have mine. Essentially, what we believe in is small government. We don't believe the government has a right, Doug, to dictate to you what you should do with your life. Look at internet censorship, for example, what we can look at, what we can't look at. The government now is talking about, even the state Labor government is talking about regulating advertising a lot more than it already is, so that, you know, we will tell you what you can look at, what you can't look at, whether you can wear a bikini or whether you can't wear a bikini in an ad. That's the government intervention that we don't want in our life. And I'm sure you and nearly every listener out there, except maybe Lindsay Tanner, who's waiting outside, will agree that we don't want the government dictating to us what we should do in our life. It's about the individual freedom. And when we talk about individual freedom and liberty, that's what we mean. It's those little things that we need to fight for, because if we allow the government to take away our freedoms, if we allow the government to take away our liberty with things like internet censorship, regulation on advertising, other forms of censorship, if we allow them to take it, they will. So we've got to fight for it.
And this is the man who says he's shy and doesn't put himself forward. Hey, hey. Never trust a politician. Huh? Kevin, thank you very much for joining us today. We've been talking to Kevin Eckendahl. He's the Liberal candidate for Melbourne Ports. He's going up against Michael Danby, who will be popping into this program on a future date, as I'm sure with an awful lot of other politicians over the next few months. You wanted to say something?
No, I was going to say thank you very much for having me on your show, Doug. I was just hoping to sit here with Lindsay Tanner so we can have a bit of a debate, but I'm sure he won't be up for it, but that's fine.
Never mind. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Doug.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.